Well, all righty. Sabbath blessings, everyone. How's that mic? Is it coming in loud and clear? You know me and my forgetfulness, it tends to happen. Let me make sure. Let me switch over here to the text chat. Oh, sounds good. Thank you there, Brother Joe. Appreciate it. All right. Again, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings. I hope you're all having a wonderful, beautiful Sabbath day. And I'm going to tell you right off the stop, this Sabbath I was definitely looking forward to. I can tell you one thing. Working? Oh, man. I have not worked like this in a long time. I have not. I'm not going to typically name what it is that I do, but it's been very ongoing, very paced. And where I'm at, I've seen a very high turnover rate. And they approached me again Friday. They approached me again with the very same question. And it was a more stern no this time. They decided as an alternative to ask me to come in Sunday to do some work. I guess the people that they're bringing in are just not fit. They're not fit to handle the load. They're not fit to handle the demand of what's going. So they see a little initiative. And I can definitely want to offer a praise to God because they pulled me over to the side on Thursday. They were looking around and they saw me kind of hanging out, just doing some things a little after hours, so to speak. And they asked me, like, well, what are you still doing here? Like, what are you here? Like, everybody's, you know, taking off, leaving. And I was saying, like, hey, this is what I do. I'm a machine, you know. If you need me to do something, you need me to do it, I just do it. So they called me in. It was one of the guys who was on the floor and couple of the other dudes, I guess they were kind of like some of the lead people and one of the managers. And they were like, we like you. We like you a lot. What can we do around here to kind of motivate people, to kind of get them in, you know, to kind of, you know, bring people in that really want to work, motivate them, so to speak, and just, I'm just naming off ideas and just going off the top of my head, and I can see their eyes are just enlightened. I was like, wow, you know, I guess they're not used to this, but I just told them, like, this is what I do. I mean, this is, you know, I don't, you know, walk around here high-minded. I've learned many valuable lessons when it comes to doing that. Humility is something that is to be cherished. Before honor is humility. That is something that a lot of people, when they get into positions, they immediately want to go in and like, hey, I'm this, I'm all that. And like, no, you're not. You have to, you know, come to that position where, you know, you're humble. First of all, accepting what they give you and just take it in stride. And then they see it. They see what you do. And you allow them to make those decisions to move you up. You allow them to make those decisions. James speaks about that. He speaks about that. You know, don't go in into those high places, you know, all high-minded, you know, seeking, you know, the good seats and, you know, wearing the goodly apparel. Like, no, just come in there base. Come in there base and allow the people to see what it is you can do. And you can take that same approach in your walk, that same approach. You know, having the truth hidden to your heart, you know, take it and share it with others, you know, because a lot of people that wear that Christian label, so to speak. We're talking about those Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 Christians who automatically assume, like, hey, I'm saved, sanctified, I'm heaven bound. There's nothing you can tell me. Like no, this, your walk continues until the day you die. It continues. It does not stop. Continue to read. Continue to pray. Continue in your walk, and you don't want to get caught up. You don't. And, you know, being here has been a blessing to me to go back to my roots in a position where I can appreciate a different environment, appreciate people who can see, and appreciate people who can go forward and allow just me to be me and do what I do. So I'm very, very thankful. And again, Sabbath could not come fast enough because I was tired. I was tired. I came home Friday afternoon, and my kids could just see it all over my face. And I don't know what it was. I had propped my leg on the couch, and the couch has become my friend. I propped my leg on the couch, and my son was sitting over here looking at me. And I was just talking to him, just having a little conversation. And the next thing I knew, was just like something just shot up my leg like a dart. I'm like, what is going on? I was like, oh, that's age. That age got to be kicking in, because I had a Charlie horse from the abyss. I'm trying to tell you. That thing hurt so bad. And my son was looking at me, he was like, what is wrong, Dad? Like, just give me a moment. Give Dad a moment. Just let me just sit here. I just need to stretch. And I tried to, and it wasn't doing anything. So I don't know if it was some kind of iron deficiency. I don't know what it is that's going on with me. But, man, I was, like, just stiff as a plank. I could not move. But that being said aside, what a week. What a week we have experienced here. There are many, many Americans, many people that I talk to in general, on the streets, who just put so much trust, so much faith in the president, or the outgoing president, President Trump, that no matter what, he's still going to come up and devise some type of plan to change the course of everything, despite all the fraud, despite everything that's going on with the left. And this is where people got to get back to understanding that we just don't put trust in man. We don't, because man will fail you. He will fail you, despite everything that he kept saying. I'm just going to do this, and the whole draining the swamp thing. It was just nothing. Nothing came out of it. And this is where we're at now. This is where we're at. This is the president that has been put forth. Now, I do know that many videos online that are showing things about that whole inauguration that just wasn't right. It wasn't kind of like a traditional ceremony. There were some things that people were pointing out that were kind of odd, so to speak. The time that it was held, the military and what they were doing, how they just wouldn't offer him like the respect, him forgetting certain things to do. It was just, the whole thing was kind of off. So, you know, some people are saying, well, it wasn't legitimate, but Trump's still the president. I don't know. I'm really, you know, not into like the whole political realm trying to figure out what was right and what was wrong. All I know is this is the current serving president. This is who we have sitting in that chair. And right now he's just doing some things that are pushing us very rapidly. Very, very rapidly to the end time agenda. Very rapidly. I mean, the amount of executive orders he signed right then and there were amazing. I came across one the other day that's kind of sending us back into the Obama era. I mean, he was Obama's VP. So a lot of the things that Obama held sacred, a lot of the things that he pushed while he was in office, here is Joe Biden reviving them. He's bringing them back. And here's one that's a definite head scratcher, but it's expected. It is expected. And this was Biden signing an executive order that favors transgender policy. Transgender policy. Joe Biden has a pen and has signed a slew of orders in just 48 hours, so just 2 days after being sworn in. But this one is an executive order that's mandating all educational institutions that receive federal funding. That means all public schools, every single one of them. So we talk about, you know, having your kids in public schools and that environment. You know, this is what you have to look forward to. You know, having your kids to see and be around these things. is what you have to look forward to. This is what he did. Mandating all educational institutions receiving federal funding to now permit biological males to join female sports teams using female locker rooms and restrooms and be eligible for women's scholarships. I mean, absolutely, what kind of sense does that make, and how is this even important when it comes to the education of the children? This order, or this article continues with Biden saying, every person should be treated with respect and dignity and should be able to live without fear no matter who they are or whom they love. It continues, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they'll be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. I'm thinking, if it was ever that serious, when it comes to this whole idea of, you know, introducing, you know, transgender this, transgender that, then just keep it separate. You can have the boys go to the boys' restroom as they always have. And the girls go into the girls' restroom as they always have, and have the others go to their own separate restroom. Why do they have to introduce these, you know, to cross or allow all this confusion? It never made any sense to me. If they wanted to have their own sports teams, then let them have their own sports teams. I mean, they can create these things out of thin air. Create these different pronouns and different terminologies, and why not allow these individuals to have their own? But this is for the allowing of the confusion in the schools, for the kids to see this, have more confusion, especially the young people. This is what Satan uses. It goes after the youth. Their minds are easily molded, easily shaped by the things they see, by the things they hear. By the experiences they have. If they go around seeing a young boy dressed as a girl, and they see their celebrities or see these movie stars, they think it's okay. And now they see this and witness it on a day-to-day basis. And this is something that Biden saw to be of an utmost importance, that he put it into an executive order. I mean, there's more. I mean, it continues on and on and on. Oh, thank you, Brother Joe, for mentioning that. I thought that right there made absolutely no sense when it comes to Dr. Rachel Levine. And I mean, if you know, if you haven't heard of who she is, I believe she was in Pennsylvania. Yeah, Pennsylvania. Now, I'm not even going to refer to her as a she. I'm sorry. That is a male. That is a male. That is a male. As a health official. So you can see there are going to be some huge movements in that department. I mean, sometimes you just want to look at this stuff and like, what in the world? Like, why? But this is what they're doing. This is what they're allowing. And this is the president. This is the president. And these are the things that he has to do. Look who's over his head. He has to push this. He has to push what Rome wants him to do. That homosexual agenda is alive and well, and he has to push it. It is insane what they're doing, but they're going to continue. They're not going to stop anytime soon. Now, going on in this article, because you can also see how they will introduce the whole hate ideology. Oh, you people, because you don't agree with allowing these transgender males to participate in these sports or participate in this, that, or whatever, you hate them. And that's not true. Still love the individual, but just what they do. And the fact that, you know, it's being pushed upon the youth, the children who are innocent, it's being pushed upon them makes it even worse to accept. It's like, oh, you're going into these government schools, you have to accept this. If your child is going to go here, you have to accept this. And it's not right. It is not right, but we're going to see more and more and more of this in the days to come. More of this. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop with those executive orders that he signed. Here's another one that he came across. Well, one that he put into motion. The Biden administration to use taxpayer money, to spread abortion around the world. Abortion. Again, these are the things that they seem to uplift as being important. Transgender rights. Abortion. So more killing of babies. This article goes on to state that a new report from CBN News is revealing that the Biden administration has now prioritized abortion, promising to use taxpayers' money to promote abortion within the United States and even spread it to other countries. Why not here? Just going all over the globe. It's already a serious problem. I think someone posted it in the Telegram. We're talking about COVID as being a quote-unquote pandemic, even though we know it's not. Was it 42 million babies that were killed in 2020 alone? There's your real pandemic. 42 million. Yet all the focus and all the emphasis is on COVID. And we'll dive into that a little bit later. But continuing on with this article, let me see what Brother Joe said. He just signed some more executive orders. He was on the video. They said, I didn't know what I was signing. But he continues, yeah. I mean, they just put it right there in front of his face and just let him go for what he knows. It was the same thing with the COVID relief bill. We're talking about that bill was like 5,000 pages. 5,000 pages, maybe more than that. And there's no way anyone could flip through that entire bill. No way. And see it, had enough time to go through it and decipher it. Only thing they wanted to put out there is like, hey, here goes your stimulus money, but we're going to attach all this pork to it. There's no way. And now here it is, Biden getting all these different papers, and you're signing away. It's absolutely unreal. It is. And brothers and sisters, are going to continue. More and more and more unjust laws in the days to come. This initiative is said to have begun with ending what's known as the Mexico City policy, which is a policy that states the U.S. will not provide foreign aid to groups that provide or promote abortions. Dr. Fauci reportedly revealed this decision to the WHO executive board this past Thursday. It will be our policy to support women's and girls' sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights in the United States. To that end, President Biden will be revoking the Mexico City policy in the coming days as part of the broader commitment to protect women's health and advance gender equality at home and around the world. So we already see the promotion of gender equality based on what we just read earlier. But let's back this up just a little bit, and reread that first sentence. It will be our policy to support women's and girls' sexual and reproductive health. Now, why reproductive health? Let me remind you of something that Bill Gates, said in a TED Talk. I'm going to play a small clip of it. Why the emphasis on reproductive health and what is the overall outcome, so to speak. Let me see if I can get this going here. for you guys. Hit the play button.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But he's right there telling people. He's telling people exactly the purpose of what they want to do concerning vaccines and reproductive health. Exactly what Brother Joe just posted here in the text chat. Population control. Population control, which is just a way of just doctoring up a more of an extreme way of saying killing people. This is what they want to do. This is what they want to do. Through vaccines, through vaccinations, and through Planned Parenthood or abortions. And to doctor it up and make everything seem absolutely okay. This is what they're doing. And they have so many methods to appease to the people to make it seem like, oh, it's okay, it's all right. Before I go to work every morning, I keep a TV right there in the front room, and I cut it on because I got the little local channel just so I can take a peep at the weather. And I cut it on just so I can see what's going on. It's kind of just so I can keep in the know, because what would be like the water cooler talk when I go to work in the morning. And sure enough, every single day this week, the lead story was the COVID vaccine. Every single day. Every day. That was the lead story. It was more important than inauguration. It was more important than anything else to make it seem like there was a high demand for the vaccine. Extremely high. Like people just begging for it. They have to have it. They just need it right away. And then I was talking to my mother just a couple of days ago. And we were talking about it. We were talking about some of the things involved. As far as the ingredients, just trying to keep her in the loop. And that's something that I definitely want to praise God when it comes to the stand that my family is already taking concerning the vaccine, because we already know, we all experienced it when it comes to my grandfather, when it comes to her dad. We all experienced what happened when he had the flu shot. We knew that just a few days later he passed away. We knew right then and there that we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Like, no one in this family is going to compromise to taking this shot. Now, push come to shove, would those ideas change when the thought of losing your job is on the line or losing your home is on the line? I don't know. I can't tell. I'm just going by what is being told to me. But here it is. We're just seeing so many people who are receiving the shot and are, you know, facing some sort of injury or illness. My mother-in-law, one of her former, I don't know how I can really spin this, but it was someone she was dating before she had gotten married. And they were still kind of, I guess, close friends. He had received a COVID shot. He received a COVID shot, and now he's in he's not doing too well. He's not doing well at all. He received this thing, and it's because, you know, what you see on the television. It's the lead story. They push it out there. You have to have it. There's a high demand. What would you do, you know, so to speak? Will you be able to have your job? Are you going to infect others? I mean, they're just making it seem like, if you don't do this, you are pretty much the scum of the earth. I mean, that's just the way they were spinning it. That's the way they were spinning it. You got to vaccinate. You must vaccinate. And people are just signing up and just going for it like it's absolutely essential. And some of the brothers are posting articles in the telechat where we have Republicans who are saying that, hey, you will not get that second stimulus until you take the jab at $1,400. Or using celebrities, Arnold Schwarzenegger, using him. And we're talking about, this is California. They have people walking up and down the streets who are like lookalikes all the time. You go to Vegas. I've never been to Vegas. I've never been. I have no desire to go. But there are people who, this is all they do, who impersonate celebrities, impersonate actors all day long. So who's to say this was actually authentic commercial? I don't know. But you're showing, and plus a mask does not help the situation because you really cannot see that face. You cannot, you know, decipher who it really is behind that mask. But they're using him. Using Arnold Schwarzenegger, whether or not it was him or not. Say to take the vaccine. If you don't, the way they were spinning, if you don't, then you're going to die. You're going to die. Taking this vaccine. I mean, it won't stop when it comes to this vax. They're going on. They're not pulling no stops. They're not pulling no stops when it comes to this vaccine. My mom and just called me the other day. She was like, did you know that Hank Aaron had died? I'm like, no, I had no idea. And coming from the South, and he's a very, very prominent sports figure, so to speak. Those who know that he was one of the ones who had broke the racial barrier. And I found it interesting that here it is, you know, MLK Day, and now we have a Democratic president, and now here it is that he just passed away. I had no idea that he had taken the COVID shot. He had taken the COVID shot. He took it on January 6th, the same day they had all those Capitol riots. He'd taken a COVID shot and went and got the booster, the second shot. And he had a serious adverse reaction. And now here it is, not even a couple of weeks, and he's dead. And he's dead. And these stories continue where people are receiving so many adverse reactions. The VIRS system cannot keep up. It cannot keep up. The last time I checked, it was 43,000. And the numbers keep on going higher and higher and higher. High and higher. With people who can't even walk, severe convulsions, it just continues on and on and on. Yet the media ignores all of it. It continues to push this vaccine upon the people. Continue to push it. But not a nary of a doctor pushes proper health, nutrition, air, sunshine. I mean, it amazes me because I came across a rapper. Out of all people, I wouldn't even expect the rapper to even speak like this. You know, just going through YouTube, scrolling for articles, things you can find, and things that are newsworthy. And this was a rapper, and he was speaking about the vaccine. And I just took a small clip of what he said because he was having an interview, some type of interview with some lady, and I guess she was trying to, kind of coax his words in a different direction. But he stood his ground. He stood his ground to what he believed and was telling her pretty much, I'm not going to take the shot. Well, my kids are raised on good, healthy food. I never had any kind of illness, and my kids have not had an illness. And I want to see, I took like a little clip of it right here. I don't know his name. I don't know his name, but what he was saying speaks volumes. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can play this here.
This is what made me not like vaccinations.
What?
I was in Whole Foods one day,
okay,
and they had I forgot what you called it, but it was for vaccines.
Yeah.
It was after you take a vaccine.
That's a flu shot.
After you get a vaccine, it was something that was supposed to help you not be sick after you got a vaccine.
Yeah.
Why would I need this if that was good?
Yeah.
Like, if I was a doctor, I would want you to get sick.
Yeah.
Because the more times you get sick, the more money I make.
That's right.
I don't get sick. I'm just being honest. I don't get sick.
Okay.
My children have never been sick.
Okay. They've
never been vaccinated, none of that, and they don't get sick.
Okay.
Because the mother's milk in the breast is all the vaccination that they need. That's it.
I'm concerned when they get older, like chicken pox or something like that.
I've never had chicken pox.
Really?
No. I've never had chicken pox.
Okay.
I've never been sick.
Okay.
But that's because most of the things that we ate came out of my grandmother's garden.
Oh.
It came out the vegetable garden.
Okay.
You know, so my food wasn't deficient in iron and all of that.
Right.
You know, my food was healthy food. When you go back and live under that old law, people lived way longer than what they live now. And it's because of the things that we eat, we put in our body. I've eaten McDonald's before, and like after not having it in a long time, and I got a bad, bad headache.
See, right there, he advocated for eating healthy food, not taking vaccines. The food that he got, the food that he ate, came from his grandmother's garden. Even as an infant, speaking about his children, versus the formulas, versus the things that they get in the store, the way that God intended, the same nutrition that every mammal on this planet receives, the same exact nutrition, is the same nutrition that every single infant, every single baby should receive. And he sat right there and said it. Promoted the health measures. I don't know who this guy is, but I just listened like, wow. I don't know if this is God speaking to this man to let him know that, like, hey, you don't need these vaccines. And see, with this fast food, I mean, I've experienced that before. I've experienced that, where you get away from a certain food for so long, and I think I spoke to this with you guys before, that my kids, we went out and got some Chinese one night, and we just hadn't had it in a long time. Went and got some Chinese. We usually get like some kind of fried rice, and whatever they had, it was I had opted for the gravy that went with it, and I got in a bad headache, extremely bad. My head was just pounding. I knew something was wrong. I knew it was wrong right then and there. And I found out later that gravy had pork in it, and I said, "Oh, we'll never eat here again." That killed that. I mean, once your body becomes adjusted to eating right, you know right then and there when you intake something that is not good for you. You know right then and there. And it's strange because, just like Brother Alex just posted, the animals know better. If COVID was such, this serious killer disease, then why are they going out vaccinating every single animal on the planet as well? If it was like it was, as they say it is. But it's not. And there's no need to ingest this poison into your body. There's absolutely no need to give your body something it was never intended to have versus the food that God has already provided, the nutrition that is already provided, what is already here on the earth for you to live. And here it is. I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. I have no idea what he is. But when I heard what he was saying, I'm like, whoa, that's pretty good. And you know, she's trying to spin him in a different direction. But you don't get these things when you don't vaccinate. You don't get them. You do not get these, you know, adverse reactions. You don't get these chicken pox. You don't get these shingles. You don't get all of this stuff. You don't get these diseases. It just does not happen to people when they don't vaccinate. Now my kids experienced a regimen of vaccines. Before, you know, found out how dangerous they were. And my daughter, she had an issue when it came to her heartbeat. Her heart would just beat irregularly. She would get up in the middle of the night, and I could kind of put my hand on her chest when she was like 3 or 4 years old. I could just feel like her heart just, it would go real fast, and it would stop, and it would kind of skip a beat. You know, she was very much alive when great granddad passed away, and when they made the decision to stop using vaccines. And ever since then, she has not had those issues. She has not had those issues. Same with my son. Same there when it came to the whole with the asthma and having breathing spells and coughing spells. Once they stopped vaccinating, that ended. It ended. Yet now the vaccine is being pushed and pushed and pushed as if you must have it or you will not live. It's being pushed. He's not going to stop, brothers and sisters. He's not going to stop. He's going to continue to push these policies. He's going to continue to sign these executive orders, continue to do things that's going to just scratch your head, or he's going to continue to do things that's going to lead us and let us know that we're just closer and closer to the end. I'm going to tell you how I know and how we already know this because of what he has done here. Headline. Biden brings back the guillotines. Only hours before Chief Justice Roberts swore Biden into office, the soon-to-be president told staff he plans to rejuvenate the death by guillotine program, which his ex-boss, Obama, pioneered in 2009. Speaking of 2009, in May of that year, Obama and his VP, Joe Biden, and FEMA commissioned Somer, a French medical engineering firm, to build 2,000 guillotines. 2,000 guillotines to behead patriots and people Obama deemed a threat. This is where President Trump comes in. According to this article here, 2016, where Trump decommissioned that program. But now here it is. Biden has brought it back. He has brought it back. 8 a.m. Wednesday, Biden and Kamala Harris had a conference call with Diane Criswell, Biden's nominee for FEMA director and former New York City Emergency Management Commissioner. Criswell, the first female ever picked to lead the United States secret Gestapo, was often seen sitting beside New York Mayor de Blasio at COVID-19 meetings. Now, Criswell was responsible for the tyrannical lockdowns NY endured over the last 10 months. They have been very tyrannical. Man, people are leaving New York in droves. In droves. When Biden told her he wants to get the guillotine program again to finish what Obama started, Criswell was all smiles and said it was a great idea. I mean, this is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. But you can see that we're just racing. Oh, yeah, I got you there, Brother Dwayne, and I will post that link. I will definitely post that link in the Telegram concerning this because it just hit my wire. I looked at it, I read it a couple of times just so I can find something to support it. But this was one that just kind of hits it right on the nail. So you already know what's going to happen according to what is spoken of in the book of Revelation. This article goes on to read, decapitation is a more efficient means than, say, shooting a person or forcing compliance. If a guy sees his wife head sliced off. It does something to him. It makes him weak. I mean, this is some very sinister stuff. Extremely sinister. Then he dropped a bombshell. This is Joe speaking. Telling Criswell he has already solicited sealed bids for 6 mechanical engineering firms to fulfill an order for 3,500 new guillotines. 3,500 new. This. If you didn't think we were living in the last days, I mean, everything that Christian prophecy speaks of is being fulfilled and is racing towards us. This man has not been in a chair a whole week, an entire week. And the things that he's doing, the order that he is signing, I mean, he's already, you know, wars are being rejuvenated. I mean, ISIS is back on the scene. See what BLM and Antifa's doing. Food prices are going up. Gas prices are going up. I mean, it's just going on and on and on and on and on. It's nonstop. And you talk about this company and what they do. I mean, they spoke about this before, you know, labeling these as like some huge paper cutters, but these are exactly what they say they are. Guillotines for those who go against this whole agenda that this administration is putting forth. And we know that these are those, as they pin as right-wing conservatives, but in the end it's going to be Christians. If you believe in one man, one woman marriage, you will be hated. If you are against, you know, putting this foreign substance into your body, this poison into your body, you will be hated because the majority of the world will be conned into believing that it's okay. You have to have it. If you are against the murder of children, you will be hated because the world, again, is being conned into believing that we are overpopulated. I do this often with my children. I just, when we go out on our little drives, and I just look at land, and we just look. I mean, land just stretched for miles and miles and miles. What is just nothing but just forests and woods and trees. And I ask them, like, are we overpopulated? Do you believe we're overpopulated by looking at all this land? Or we look at other channels, look at other people, and seeing what they have presented. There's just so much space, so much uninhabited space, which is now in Georgia that was being owned by the feds, or markers that have been posted by Bill Gates buying up all this farmland. As you can see, you are Joe Biden's mask mandate will come into play with that. I mean, it's just unbelievable, these lies that they continue to push and how they spin them, because people refuse to believe the truth and open up their eyes and do their own research, which now they're trying to criminalize doing your own research. This man has wasted no time in doing things that are just fulfilling Christian prophecy in just a short amount of time. And it doesn't stop. Along with his counterpart, Mr. Gates, you know, speaking of him, here's Microsoft showing plans to revive dead loved ones as chatbots. Dead loved ones. Headline, Microsoft patent shows plans to revive dead loved ones as chatbots. Microsoft has been granted a patent that would allow the company to make a chatbot using the personal information of deceased people. The patent describes creating a bot based on images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and more personal information. I mean, I think that there have been a lot of different articles that have come forth, especially what Edward Snowden testified, the NSA has information on a lot of people. And they use these apps. They use social media to gather and store this information. And it's not destroyed. It is not destroyed. And here's their reason for not destroying it, for doing things like this. The article goes on to say the specific person who the chatbot represents may correspond to a past or present entity or a version thereof, such as a friend, a relative, an acquaintance, a celebrity, a fictional character, a historical figure, a random entity, it goes on to say. Now, right away, I know some of you are just right in your head. You already know where I'm going to go with this article while I'm reading. You already know. If you read SOP, which we all do, you already know where this is going. I'm going to continue this article. The specific person may also correspond to oneself. The user creating, training the chatbot, Microsoft describes, implying that living users could train a digital replacement in the event of their death. Microsoft has even included a notion of 2D or 3D models of specific people being generated via images and death information. The idea that you will be able in the future to speak to a simulation of a person who has passed on is not new. No, this is not new. But now, here it is, being brought in the forefront. They've already had these hologram projections, virtual concerts with deceased people on stage, but now here it is, you can just, it's local. It's local. There you go, Brother Alvin. He's already hit it. He's already hit it. He already knows where I was going with that. He already knows. And they continue to do this with these holograms. And now these chatbots, with all this information that they store, all this information that they keep, they don't get rid of it. It's there. And this is their purpose. This was their purpose, to use this to speak to your dead loved ones. So we just read about guillotines. We just read about these, you know, this AI, these holograms, these chatbots here. So, as Brother Alvin just pointed out, I mean, why are these things so important? Well, as SOP tells us in GC, through the two great eras, the immortality of the soul, which is, you know, leading when you talk about, you know, what this AI can do, showing that the soul is living forever through this digital creation. Digital images, artificial intelligence, AI, through the two great eras, the immortality of the soul and suddenly sacredness, because going back to the guillotines, what happens to those who refuse to honor the Sunday law? It's going to happen. Those who will not worship the beast in his image will be killed. Through these two great eras, the enemy, Satan, will bring the people under his deceptions. Thank you. He put it right there in the room. We might as well go ahead and read it out. That is, read it out. Satan will bring the people under his deceptions. While the former lays the foundation of spiritualism, the latter creates a bond of sympathy with who? Rome. And if you look in D.C. right now, it is full of Catholics. Full of Catholics. It is full of Catholics. Protestantism will stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. She will reach over the abyss to clasp hands with the Roman power, and under the influence of this threefold union, our country will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling under the rights of conscience. They're doing it now with the vaccine. You don't have a choice in this matter. You have to take this. The whole world is putting on masks. You have to do this. The rights of conscience, your right to say left or no, your rights to your body, to your environment, and eventually the right to worship God as you choose. Spiritualism is on the rise, and it's going to continue to rise. And I saw how people went back. I don't know what it was. My kids, I was playing with the neighborhood kids. We used to live in an old house, and there was a big thing that they were on using augmented reality. It was the Pokemon. Like, people were going around with their phones, and they were looking for these things, and they were just there in like random environments, random places. And some of these places were dangerous. There were instances where people were getting hurt and getting injured because they were trying to take pictures of these Pokemons. You can't see them unless you're looking through your phone, and they're there. They're there. You can see how this is just going to continue to increase to the point where people are going to be looking at their phone and be speaking, thinking that it's their grandmother or their sister or a passed away loved one, you know, talking to them, saying that, hey, you have to, you know, take this vaccine. You have to continue my legacy, so to speak. Or you have to honor the Roman mandate of Sunday exaltation. And they are up to something. We're going to see some grand deceptions here in the future, brothers and sisters. I mean, have you noticed the increase in UFO sightings? I mean, just in the past year alone, I mean, not this, well, even this year, even in 2021, there have been a slew of UFO sightings, a slew of them that have taken place. I mean, we've seen them in Ohio, I think there was some in Florida, California, North Carolina, Colombia, Thailand. They're happening all over the globe. All over the globe. And we cannot forget, because now we're seeing a lot of these evangelicals who are coming forth, who are reminding the people that, hey, you know, Biden, he's going to be this tribulation president. He's going to bring us into this 7-year trip. So don't forget, like, how are they going to spin that whole thing? Because the majority of these churches are really looking forward to this whole catching away. Total misconception of what Paul spoke of in Thessalonians. Totally twisted. But just looking and waiting for this moment when they'll just be caught away in the blinking of an eye, leaving nothing but their clothes behind, and the rest of the world to face 7 years of tribulation. So I'm looking when it comes to this whole Biden administration. Expect some sort of deal with Israel. You can just see them getting ready to spin this thing, especially with all this UFOs and all that going on. Like, how are they going to bring this to pass? How are they going to do it? But you know that's going to happen, because the enemy is going to deceive the whole world. Majority of them are already deceived when it comes to COVID. Grand deceptions will ensue and continue. Oh yeah, I mean, this is what they say when it comes to this whole secret rapture. You won't even see them and just be caught away. Everyone else left behind. Hey, you got 7 years to get your act together. You get that second chance to get your act together. But hey, you're going to be doing it in times of great turmoil and extreme hardship. But hey, you got time. You got time, and all you're doing is you're going to build a third temple, and in the midst of that time period, in those 3.5 years, this Antichrist figure is going to just rise to power. And like, how do you come up with this stuff? How do you come up with it? But that's what happens when you don't study Bibles, when you don't stay in the Word of God, when you rely on the helps or the notes. instead of what is penned in a plainly written thus saith the Lord. And that is something I just, even coming up as a Sunday keeper, I could not grasp the whole idea of just being taken away. Like, how do I know I'm even worthy? I mean, that makes no sense. How do I know that I'm just going to be just up and just leave? There's only just a handful of examples in the Bible what actually happened with Enoch and Elijah. So everything else, everyone else dies. So how is it that this generation, which is prophesied to be the most sinful, wicked generation of them all, is going to have just these people who I see going to church on Sundays for just a couple of hours, and then afterwards they're going pounding down beers or going to football games and all this, that, and whatever, that they're just able to just go straight to heaven like nothing? I could never grasp that. It never could process with me. But this is what the evangelicals are pushing. Don't forget about that. So we're going to see some things when it comes to this entire Biden administration. We're going to see some things, some grand deceptions coming our way. But that is no reason to be discouraged. No reason. Because I'll say, and I say it often, God is still in control. He's still in control. The man is trying to put a lot of fear out there, extreme amounts of fear. The Lord thy God is still in control. Thank you, brother. This whole alien thing, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop, especially now with technology, the way it's, that, you know, it's coming up higher and higher and higher. I mean, it's just something new every time we turn around. They're going to continue with this UFO thing. They're going to continue with all these little sightings. Sightings. Veilings. It's not going to stop no time soon. So be ready. Stay on guard. Stay on guard, brothers and sisters, because the enemy is looking and he's seeking to catch you off guard. He's looking. Stay on guard at all times. Continue to love one another. Continue to pray one another, because the time of going home, we are this close. We are this close. We are this close. And I close with this, because I tell my kids, I tell them this all the time, you don't want to give up heaven for beans. You don't want to give away your crown for beans. You don't want to give it away. We are this close. This close. And I know it's a lot going on in the text chat. I don't see my PMZ. Oh, yeah, I would definitely see that leak there, Brother Dwayne. Oh, my handle? I'm Andre, I believe. Let me think. What am I on Telegram? What am I? Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm just Andre up here, right? Yeah. No, I'm not, because I do have another page that I'm making on BitChute. I've created a BitChute profile, and a lot of them I use the handle Narrow Way. I use them on that, use it on YouTube when I'm speaking, and on the Stereo app. Speaking of which, I do have an invite this evening where I'll be doing some sharing. That one YouTuber that I spoke of a few weeks ago has invited me again to do some more article sharing and some insight as far as the whole inauguration that was not, and some other things that are prophetic in nature. Let me see. Hold on. What is my? Oh yeah, it's just Andre. So it's just Andre. That's all I have on the Telegram. So, but we're all there. The brethren are all there. So I will be posting those links in the Telegram, especially the ones about the guillotine, so you guys can decipher. It might find some more to confirm what is being said here. So a little past the top of the hour, so I'm going to stop my gabbing, and I'm going to mute my mic. And it is time for Brother Sean to come and join us. So without further ado, is him here? Oh, he's, be right back. Oh, wait a minute. Like he said, he stepped away. Like, I got these two monitors up here. I got one that I look at the text chat on my netbook, and the other one is on his computer that it's pretty base. I just had the Windows 7 on it, but I use it strictly for the Turbo Meeting. Excuse me. So it uses a lot of memory. I know that, so I got to kind of take some things to Task Manager to get it going. So I'm turning one, looking at the text chat, but I don't have dual monitors. It's two totally separate computers. Okay. All right, there he is. He's back. So, Sabbath blessings, everyone. The next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Sean. Those links will be posted in the Telegram. All right, everybody. Sabbath blessings and God bless.